Okay, today is Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis. We are at the two dots of Ketzad Yarad. Since I don't think there's a sponsor this week, we can learn today's Daf Lila Nishmas of Shem Bayachai and the Ramah, which the Artites are today, and the learning that we're going to do. Actually, Rabbi Shimon is going to be coming up in a few minutes, so it's always nice to learn the words of Torah of a Tzaddik on the day of the Artite, and we should have a, somehow today should help us be an Aliyah. Okay, we know that there's a rule, that a general rule that we have developed, that if a safek tumah is in reshus hayachid, we are al-machmir. If a safek tumah is in reshus harabim, we are mekel. How do we know that? It's learned out of sota. Sota is a safek tumah. We don't know what went on with this woman, and it was in reshus hayachid. Nobody saw that. If someone saw it, it's not a safek. And we are machmir. We treat her as a tameya. We treat her as someone who did something wrong, until we verify. So just like that is the paradigm for the whole all dinim of safek tuma. That if it's again if it's in reshus hayachid, we are machmir and we say that the person is tameh. And if it's in public, if it's in reshus harabim, we say that the person is tahar. We are now going to discuss an exception to that rule. It's an exception. The exception is floating tumah. Floating tumah only by a sheretz. We're going to learn that at Pesukim. Floating tumah by a sheretz is not metame, even if it's in reshus hayachid. That is a special din that we're going to learn right here. Here we go. Tzafa, floating tumah. What does that mean, floating tumah? That means you're in a mikvah together with the sheretz. In reshus hayachid, or you're in a swimming pool. It doesn't have to be a mikvah. You're in a swimming pool. Somehow somehow you're floating together, and you're not sure. Did I touch that sheretz? So normally we'd say safek reshus hayachid is machmir. We say yitamei. Here we're going to say no. So safa in a matame l'inyan sheretz. There is no tuma. It's not matame by a sheretz. Right? Like I said, floating is a safek tuma, does not make you tame by a sheretz, by a reshus hayachid. How do you know? Did Tanya, because we learned in a braisa, it's actually a mishnah, safek tuma, if there's safek tuma, safa, that's floating, bein bekelim, whether this took place in a keli, which means in a mikvah, or in a pool, or any type of keli, a barrel, you're in there, whatever it is, or bein bekarko, or whether it happened on the ground, like in a cave or a mayon, in all these situations, tahora, you're tahar. Reb Shimon Omer is Reb Shimon Bayechoy, right? Stam Reb Shimon's always Reb Shimon Bayechoy. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says not so fast. Big Kalid, if it happens in a kli, then tameya. Then we go back to the old rules. If it happens in a mikvah or some kind of other kli, a container, a vessel. I go back to the old rules. Bekarka tahora, you're right, but I agree with you about the karka. If it happens on karka, somehow you are a suffix if you got tame with some floating tumah, then I agree you're tahora, even though it's in Rosh Hashanah. A ma'ayon, which is on the ground, so the water is touching the ground. It's not a mikvah in a building on the 18th floor. No, it's on the ground. Like a ma'ayon, a cave, or some kind of spring, or a river. All these types of things that are considered karka. My time with the Tanakhama, what's the reason for all this? Amar Rav Avdimi said, Ksiv, it says in Parshas, I think it's Shmini, it says, B'chol hasheretz hashoretz. Right, the full pasuk is, even though this pasuk is not talking about tumah, it's talking about eating non-kosher, the idea is the same. It says, Al teshaksu es nafshoseichem b'chol hasheretz hashoretz. Right? Don't make yourself disgusted with any creepy, crawly thing. Now, even though that's talking about eating, but we're going to apply it to tumah and become makom shehu sharetz. There's no limitation there. Anywhere. Right? Anywhere. Anywhere you are, a sharetz is going to be matami you. Uksiv, but it says in a few psukim earlier than that, it says, I'll read the full pasuk, v'zelachem hatame basharetz, hasharetz al haaretz. Only if it's on the aretz. And then it lists them. Hachol et ha'achbar atzav l'minehu. So, right? The next pasuk says, v'ksiv al ha'aretz. Ha'ketzad. How do you reconcile that? First we said only al ha'aretz. Then we say, and then the Torah says, b'chol makom. So which one is it? Is it al ha'aretz or is it b'chol makom? Says the Tana Kama, vadai mago tamei. So it depends. If it's a vadai, then you're tamei. That's what the Torah is telling you when it says you're tamei all over the place. Right? The safek mago, but if it's only a safek, then tahar. Then you're going to be tahar. Right? In other words, if you're only unsure, then it's only going to work if it's on the aretz. Meaning, if there's a safek about something that's not the aretz, meaning on the water, doesn't make a difference if it's in a kli or not, you're going to be tahar. That's the Tana Kama's derivation. Rav Shimon, what about Rav Shimon? He distinguished between karka and a kli. My taima, amar ula, ksiv, it says, first it says, it's the same pasuk, it's a pasuk in between the two psukim. It says, ach mayon uba'or mikve mayim, yetahar. Right? It's ach mayon, that, the word mayon, tahar. Uksiv, it says, the last two words of that pasuk are, v'nogeh b'nivlasam, yitma. Right? Take out those next two words. So wait a minute. On the one hand, it says tar. On the one hand, it says tomik. In the same pasuk. Haketet akadapi. So the Gemara says, safa bekelim. If it's in kelim, then tomik. But bekarka, which is a mayon, ach mayon is tahar, then it's going to be tahar. Then it's going to be tahar. That's the machlokes. So from now till the end of the page, we're really just going to ask a series of questions on this din that we accept without any answer. We're going to have teku. We're going to end up being teku. Unusual questions. What if you have this on top of something else in the mikvah? Is that going to, do these rules, does this kula apply or not? But before we get, yeah. A keli just means a mikvah. It means not the karka. In other words, a swimming pool is a keli. It's not on the ground, an above ground pool. As opposed to a ma'ayon or a spring or a river which is considered attached to the ground. So there's a difference where this suffix took place. The Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel of Hilchas Sha'ar Avos HaTumah, you know, we learn that all the time in our spare time. Perek Dalid, Perek Yud Dalid, Mishnah, the Halacha Aleph of Perek Yud Dalid says, Shnei Master Sveikos Tiharu Chachamim. There were 12 Sveikos to Chachamim Mataher. 12 Sveikos to Chachamim Mataher. One of the 12 is this one. Floating Tumah of a Sheretz. Asks the Tosfos Yontif, what do you mean, Tiharu Chachamim? It's based on Psukim. We just learned that in Psukim. Right? So, the Tosfos Yontif gives two answers. First, he says that, no, these Psukim are just asmachtas. Really, it is in the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon's right. Tiharu Chacham, the Rambam's right. However, we know that how could the Chachamim, so really what? Really it should be Tameh. So how could the Chacham come along and be Oker, Dover, Minatoro, Bekum Vaseh? How could they go and say, wait, if you have a Suffolk, if that happened to you, we're going to paskin your Tahar? How could the Chacham do that? How do they have the right to do that? Fine, it's a Din Daraisa. It's a Din Darabanan. Right? They made up this rule. These Pesukim are just Asmachtas. So who gave them the right to who gave them the right to change the halacha, the kumvase? So Tosfos Yontif explains, no, the whole din of safek tuma bereshus hayachid is tahar is tamei. That's only a din derabanan. So since that's only a din derabanan, heimamru veheimamru, that only applies, doesn't apply by floating tuma. That's Tosfos Yontif's first answer. The Tosfos Yontif, we're going to ask the kasha on that, we're not going to have an answer. But Tosfos Yontif's second answer is, you're right, of course it's a Din D'oraisa. Let's pluck him over here. When the Rambam said, Tiyaru Chachamim, he's just giving credit to Chachamim for pulling this out of these pesukim. We would never have done that. Right? You want to make a Gzeir Shava, different, I hear that. I can understand such a drasha, such a limud. These are very, 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 very difficult limudim. We never would have, in the same pasuk, told two different halachas about the same, about floating tuba. We never would have done that. So he, all the Rambam's doing is just saying, of course it's din d'oraisa, no question, it's plukim. The Chachamim, when he says Tiru Chachamim, means the Chachamim was so special and so able to figure all this out, he calls it Tiru Chachamim. That's the second answer. On the first answer, the Karen Ora asks a bomb question. He says, wait a minute. First of all, what do you mean that the whole din of Safek Tumah for Rishus HaYachid is Safek Tamei is a din d'Rabbanan? Isn't that Lenata Sota? Isn't that Lenata Sota? I started off the shiur like that. It's Lenata Sota. Not only that, if this is a din d'Oraisa, then what do you need Sota for? What do you need Sota for? Who needs Sota now? I have this. And if it doesn't fit into this, then of course it's going to be Tamei. Doesn't answer that question. We're going to come back to this thought at the very end of the shiur, because I have a Rambam which I just can't understand. The Kesef Mishnah, maybe we could figure it out together. It's very I thought it was very difficult. In the back over here, they tried to answer it. Yeah.
Maybe so it's just a model that the Chum patterned it after, but then patterned it after. But not that teaches you the din something there, but it's
the Karen never could have thought of that. He didn't. You know what I'm saying?
I
don't either know why. Right. Okay. So here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Kol hanitlin, anything that is held, right, or v'ha nigrarin, or dragged. Let's say you're pulling it with a string. That, let's say it's a sheretz. You had a pet sheretz you put on a leash, and then the sheretz died. And now you don't realize you're still pulling it. So and then now someone has a suffix. And you're also in the mikvah, so it's also a suffix in floating. And now someone said, I don't know, did I touch that sheretz? So the halacha is sveik and tamei. It's a sveik or tamei. Why is it sveik or tamei? Didn't we say that floating tuma is tahar? Yeah, the answer is no. But here it's b'nei shein kimunachin. Since you're holding it, it's as if it is resting. Okay. If it's resting, then it's not floating. The rule was only by floating. Now we're just limiting the rules. It was only by floating. It wasn't by resting. However, then it's rockin. But if you throw it, and while it's in the air, somehow before it fell, someone has to suffer. Did that touch me on the way down? I don't remember. Did that touch me, that chariot? The kids were throwing around some dead animal. Did that touch me? Then the halacha is sveikon tahar. It's a suffix, it's tahar. Why? Because that's just like floating. Chutz, except menakizayis hameis. Except now, all these rules about suffix floating is tahar does not apply by a kizayis menameis. It does not apply by pashtus. It does not apply by vama ahel al pariyatoma. It doesn't apply by ohel. Some say that these two cases are if you're ma'ahel over it or it's ma'ahel over you. Either way, it only applies by sheretz, really. I mean, it's a big machlokas about this, but let's just be simple. It doesn't apply by these tumas. It only applies by sheretz. There is no tumas ohel by sheretz. Right? There's no such thing. It's only by people. So those, if you're in the room, And you not sure, then we wouldn't say these rules. So by people, might not say them at all. It's only by sheretz. Also, v'chol domer shenitma milmaila kilamata, anything that is tamei above and below, which we'll explain in a second, lasuya izav izava, like a zav and a zava. What's the thing by a zav and a zava? Let's say a zav and a zava have unusual tumas. First of all, let's say a zav and a zava are tamei if they sit on something. Even if they don't touch it. Let's say they're sitting on five mattresses. They go to the mattress store and they're piled up and the Zav sits on one. All the ones below are Tamei. He didn't touch them. He didn't touch them at all. They're all Tamei. All of them. Why? That's a rule by Zav. Or, let's say a Zav sitting on the chair. He's reading the newspaper and his wife comes over and hands him a stack of dishes. And she plops them on his lap. So the bottom one's touching him. The top one's not. Doesn't make a difference. You all become Tamei. That's the rule by Zav. Above and below. So those rules don't apply by Tuma. By floating Tuma. Chazanish says, how could you have floating Tuma? How could this ever be? That you're touching it. You have to touch something. Right? In order for this to work, you have to touch something. Right? So we say, the stack of dishes, you're touching one. The mattresses, you're sitting on one. How could it be? So the Chazanish says there's another Toma by Zav and Zava. Let's say only by zavin zavin this will work. Maybe by your ledis or maybe by nida. Let's say you're you have a stick, and you're pushing tuma with a stick. Again, by zavin zavin that'll work. That won't work by anybody else, right? That'll work by zavin zavin. Why? That's special tuma by zavin zavin. So Chazanish says the only way this can happen is, let's say you are in the mikvah with a stick, and now you have a suffix, did you push something? So normally we'd say, floating, right? You're in the mikvah, you're in the swimming pool, floating. So normally we said, suffix floating is tahar, yeah, but not here. Why? That's what this member's saying, the rules don't apply, they don't apply when we say they don't apply, and they don't apply by zav and zava. No? Okay. Next, now for now to the end, we'll just have a series of questions. Mace be kli. Let's say there's a mace in the kli. And I think in order for this to work, we're going to have to say it's a sheretz, really. Because we said it doesn't apply by, right? The kli saf al pnei hamayim. And the kli is floating in the water. So now mahu, what's the din? Do we say, basar kli az linan? And now you have a suffix if you touched it. So do we say we go after the kli? If we go after the kli, it's going to be that it's not floating because it's in the kli. The kli is floating; it's not floating. Or basam mayos linon. Or do we go after the water? Right. And if we go after the water, it's floating. It should be maya. Changing it to maya. Im tim salomar basar kli az linan, if you want to tell me, we follow the kli, and therefore it's not considered floating, and therefore we're going to be machmir. Then what about this one? Meis agave sheretz mahu. What about a maze on top of a sheretz? How could it be a maze? So let's say that it would work for touching it, not for a mile. Let's say that. Ki mahu kivon the high tumas erev. The high tumas shiva, do we say that the sheret is a tumah of erev? It's one day tumah, but the mace is 7 day tumah. Kiman de mechata tumah bechli damya. So it says if you put the tumah in the kli, why? Because the mace is just hanging on. It's resting on a sheret, and the sheret and the mace have different types of tumah. So we could view it as the mace being in its own receptacle, and if that's true, it's not floating. Oh, Dilma, or maybe Tuma Samichtahi. The bottom line is there's one chunk of Tuma here. It's one package of Tuma. Yes, it's different. What's it called? Different results. How Tuma you're going to be? Bottom line is one chunk of Tuma. V'yem Tim Tzalama Kamanda Machata Tuma Bechli Damya. And if you want to tell me that it's as if it's not one package of Tuma, it's as if it's in a kli, and if it's in a kli, we're going to be machmir. What about this? V'tameh, we're going to be machmir. So, vaday sheretz adab, v'tameh vaday, I'm sorry, and we're going to say, you machmir, v'tameh vaday. Why? Because that happened in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. What about this? Sheretz adab nevela. What about a sheretz on a nevela, which is also tumah? V'nevela tzafa, and the nevela is floating. Mahu, what's the din? Give it tarvayu tumas erev. If you want to tell me that certainly, the both of them have tumas erev. Right, both of them only make it tumah for one day. Einon tumah smichtahi. It's not one chunk of tumah. Oh, dilma, or maybe hai kezayis v'hai kadasha. One is a size of a kezayis, nevela, and the sheretz only is metama, you like an adasha, a much smaller barley seed, lentil, whatever. So maybe it would be considered two separate things. What about this? Sheretz al gabe sheretz mahu. What if a sheretz on top of the sheretz? And you have a suffix if you touch the top one only. The bottom one you for sure didn't touch. Only the top one. So, the bottom one's floating, and the top one's resting on the bottom one. So mahu. Hani vadechad shiur ninu. So they're both the same shiur. They're both a kadasha. Oh, Dilmore, maybe. Given the mesapki, since you have a suffix, I'm sorry, since they're individual units, right, they're individual things. So therefore, given dimifaski, mehadadi lo. Right? Just because it's the same shear of tumah, who cares? It's two different things. V'imtim tzolomar sheretz agabe sheretz. And if you want to tell me that sheretz agabe sheretz, kivin demafaski mehadadi, since they are separate items, kiman demancha kli damya, dummy, it's as if it's in a kli. In other words, it doesn't combine. In other words, the top sheretz is as if it's in a kli. And therefore, you're going to be machmir, because it's not floating. So sheretz agabe nivela sheni mucha mahu. What about a sheretz on top of a nivela, but the nivela is dissolved? So what is it? Really, it's water. Now what? Kevan dinimucha hava, since it is resting. Havale mashka, I'm sorry, since it's dissolved. Havale mashka, it's like liquid, or dilma or no. Hay uchlahu. The bottom line is, it's still uchla. Still food. Just happens to be dissolved. So it's a totally separate thing. V'im tim tzolama d'uchlahu, and if you want to tell me that it's really just uchla, food, sheretz agabe shechva zera mahu. What if a sheretz is resting on shechva zera? Right? Therefore what? What's the difference? It's not really mayim. And what? Oh, the gemafarish is going to say, the gemara is going to say it is ochel. V'im tim tzolama, and if you want to tell me, how could that be? We'll say in a second. V'im tim tzolama, kivin dimis akra, since it separates from your body, havale ki uchla, it's like uchla, the mafarish says, unlike meiraglayim, it doesn't collect in your body. So that when it comes out, it's as if it's part of your body. He says, mibisaro shel adam mamish. It comes mamish out of the basar. V'lo dami l'shar mashka shebesocho. Not like other liquids, kigon meiraglayim, shemuchunasim l'socho, that are collected there, they gather it. And then when it's ready to come out, it comes out. No, it's not like that. Therefore, but biologically, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But I don't know. But that's what the Gemara is assuming. So, So it would be no different than basar that's nimuach. It would be no different. That's really what it is, the Gemara is saying. What about this one? Sheretz agabe mechatos. What if sheretz on top of mechatos? Right? The liquids of the paraduma. Umechatos tofen agabe hamayim. And then the mechatos is floating on the water. Maho, what's going to be the din? Loya de Inan, we don't know. Teku, all this is teku. Okay, we don't know. So the Rambam says, he says as follows. It's in the same parak over there, but now up to Halacha Dalet. And he says, the Rambam always, whenever there was an imtim salomer like this, and what about this, and what about this, and we keep going deeper and deeper, he always, almost always, possibly always l'chumra. We don't know, it's a suffik. And if it's a suffik, they're right, he went l'chumra, which makes sense. So the Rambam says as follows. Listen to this. Sheretz that's on a kli, and a kli is on the water, or it's on a mace, or on a nevela, and even if it's dissolved, or it's basar mace, shetachtav, or sheimunach al shechva zera, hatzafin al pnei hamayim, or it's on top of shechva zera, all the cases. Harei hazeh kemunach al ha'aretz. It's as if it's resting on the aretz, meaning he's being machmer. He's considering the top item as if it's not floating. And therefore he's being machmer, which we would understand. Why? Shesveiko bereshus hayachid tamei, kimoshe yisbar. Like I said. Then he says, it's a girtha issue. Sheretz al gabe sheretz, which is one of the cases we had. That's saf al panei amayim. Harei ze ketuma ova. He says that's tohar. Yeah, here it is. Hayemunach al gabe mechatos. If it's on top of mechatos, which is the last case, umechatos. Tafen al pnei hamayim. Right? You ready for this? Harei zeh safek. Imhu kimunach o eino kimunach. Says the Rambam, I don't know. It's a safek. It's a safek. The Gemara had the same safek. Is it resting on karka in a kli, or is it resting on the water? I don't know. Lefikach yirali shesveko tahar. I think it's tahar. Says the Kesef Mishnah. What's he talking about? So Kesef Mishnah says, Umasha Kasef Rabbeinu Yirali Shetzveko Tahar Nira Taimo Mishom Kivin Shetiyaruch Achamim Tuma Tzafa Al Pnei Hamayim Havale Sveko Derabban on the Kula. You hear that? So why did he rule the other way always? Always Lachomer. I don't know.
Yeah, because every other case.
Right. So this one stood on its own. It stood on its own legs. So some explain. The question was, the Birch HaShoy asked this question. That's exactly our question. Our question was, is this floating or not? That's not a Sufik Drabanan. That's a Sufik Doraitha. What's the Kesef Mishnah talking about? It's a Sufik Doraitha. The question is this considered floating? Yes, the rules are that, which is why, to answer that question, he says, maybe the Rambam holds, which is how I started off, we had a Tzorachin on Amar Al before. Maybe the Rambam holds that the whole din of Safek, the Rabbanon, the Safek, Tumah, Bereshus HaYachid, is Tameh, is a din der Rabbanon. So if you have a Safek about that, Safek der Rabbanon Lekula. And then it goes back to the question, what do you mean? We'll learn how to Sota, no? So the Rambam must hold, which they can hold it above, that this din of that this is that the limud from Sota is not a Doraisa limud. It's an idea. What is that? It's an idea. It's a parrot. It's an idea. We don't know what to do. Okay, so we'll be no Hegel Chumer. It's a suffix. We have no clue. You know what we can say?
Whatever principle he uses for the last case, why would he apply to
the old? Oh, because this case is not an Imtim Salomar.
Yeah, so what's the reason, though?
Why wasn't it an Imtim Salomar?
Oh, yeah.
The Gemara, because some say, because Mechatos. It's a very unusual din. Mechatos, even though it makes the guy who's Tameh Tahar, it makes the guy who's tumbling with the Tameh. Mechatos is Metameh. It's like a, that's what we didn't ask about. What about Stam? What about grape juice? What about soda? No, we didn't ask that. We asked it about Mechatos. Why? It's very unique. So that, like you said, Seth, it's not an Intim Salomar at all. It stands on its own. That must be Pshat over here in this Rambam. Right? That must be what he's talking about. That's why he separates it. And he says it must be Tahar. Why? It's a Safed. So Safed Dor Banon Lekula.
Even though Mechatos is
Metame. It's Metame in the context of being sprinkled. Now, but now it's in a mikvah. So it's spilled in somehow. And then a Sharet's on top of that. And then you have a Safed if you touch that. So the Rambam says it's all Safed. We're going to go Lekula. Isn't it really a Dindar Daraisa? Is that what's called floating or not? The answer is no. The whole thing is a Dindar Banon. And therefore we can go Lekula.
So also be
what?
A collection of soda or another body of water could also be.
Maybe.
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe.
Even though that's the Tommy is still in Torah, so for sure, something that's not the Tommy would be Torah.
Okay, next. Brand new thing now. It's not easy, but it's not long. I'm Rav Hamnuna. A Nazir. V'oze Pesach, or a guy who brought a carbon Pesach. Shaholchu bekever hatahom. After the Nazir became Tahar. And after the guy brings the carbon Pesach, he then finds out on day number 7, the next words are b'shvi shelahen. On day number 7 of his tahira, he finds out. Oh my goodness! I have a suffix. If I went by that cliff, by that ravine, where there's a suffix of kever hatahom, could be there was a mace buried. We don't know. And it's day number 7. So you know what? The Torah said. The Gemara here says. Rav Nuna says. B'shvi shalahem tehorim. They are tahar. They're tahar. You do not have to bring a carbon Pesach sheni. The guy does not have to go back and do his naziris over again. They are tahar. It's all good. My time. Why? Delo alima tumas hatahom. Tumas hatahom is not strong enough lemitzar to undo what they've already done. It's not strong enough. Doesn't that go against what our mission said?
Yeah, we said.
Right. What? If you're Tameh, you're Becheskas Tameh, and if you're Tahar, you're Becheskas Tahar.
Right.
So here, so isn't he Tameh? It's day number 7. It's not going to be Tahar till tonight. Masiv Rava, what are you talking about? Our Mishnah said, Yarad Litahar. If the guy went down to the mikvah to be Tahar, Mitumas Hameis, from Tumas Meis, and then what happened? There's a suffix now. So we said, Tameh! You know why? Shebecheskas Tameh Tameh, Shecheskas Tahar Tahar. So how, Rav Nuna, could you think for 2 seconds that on day number 7, we discover on day number 7, how can you say he's Tahar? He's a Chazaka that he's Tameh. Amalei, so Rav Nuna answers back, yeah, you're right. The mission's a different case. Modina Lach, I agree with you, bin Nazir, that by a Nazir, Shemechusar Tiglachas. Because that Nazir in the Mishnah never went had his hair cut yet. He never started the Tahara process fully. So of course he's purely Tamei. He's purely Tamei, and now there's a suffix of Tumas at the home? We're not going to be Matar him. Over here, he's basically Tar. He finished all his Tahira. Day number 3, he was sprinkled. Day number 7, it's all over. There's nothing more for him to do. Nothing more for him to do. So then he's going to be Tar. What's the question? Right.
And
that's a biased question. You have to wait for nightfall. Amalei Abrava. I agree with you about a guy who brings a carbon Pesach. You know why? He's not lacking anything. Yeah, we found out on day number 7 that maybe he's a suffix, but there's nothing more for him to do. He's already day number 7. So we're not going to make him bring a carbon Pesach Sheni. He's fine. Just like by the Nazir, right? He's already done with all his procedures. Carbon Pesach, he already brought everything. He already did everything. The Mishnah, the guy was purely Tamei. Of course, it's the kingup here. So I'm like, Abaya, what do you mean? But Mechusar Harav Shemesh, but he didn't wait for nightfall. You're not fully tar until nightfall comes. As a matter of fact, the only way he's bringing this carbon Pesach is if he has someone else is bringing it. He can't go to the Pesach Mikdash yet. He's still called a Shvi. He has to wait for Harav Shemesh. So Abaya says, what are you talking about? You know, he's still Harav. You have to wait for Harav Shemesh. Amalei, no. Shimsha b'meila arva. The sun sets by itself, no? Regarding you, regarding this man, there's nothing more for him to do. He's done. There's no way the sun's not setting. There's no way that's happening. There's no way this is going to get undone. All we got to do is sit it out. Wait out the clock. Nothing more for him to do. The sun? The sun's going to set no matter what. So now we have a suffix of Tumas at the home. We're not undoing his tahara because of that. And you know what? Abaye even took it back, and he agreed that that's right. Where did Abaye take it back? So, there's a halacha that, I mean, not Torah, that when a woman has a boy, she's tamei for 7 days, and then she's tahora for the next 33 days. That means, minat Torah, no matter what dam she sees, she's tahora for the next 33 days. Right, but we don't hold like that because we don't know what that dam is, and we go back to we'll see what the post can say about what we do today. And by a girl, everything doubles. She is tamei for 14 days, and then she's tahor for the next 66 days. During those 66 days, during those 33 days, she can't go to the Beis Hamikdash, so she can't eat kudshim. On day number 80, day number 81, or day number 41, she brings a carbon. Okay, every time you have a baby, you do this. Now. There's also an unrelated halacha, which can only apply if you have a girl, because if you have a boy, you're not going to have enough days. But let's say, during the 66 days, she becomes pregnant and miscarries again. And the miscarriage has to be that the baby was older than 40 days. So the only way that could happen is if you had a girl. Because if you have a boy, you only have 33 days in which to get pregnant, and you need to have 40 days to have the miscarriage, it's not going to happen. It can only happen if you have a boy, if you have a girl. So, let's say on day number 14, she's now, the days of Temeh are over, she goes to the mikvah. She becomes pregnant. Then she miscarries within those 66 days. And after 40 days. And lo and behold, it's a girl. She miscarries a girl. Let's assume we know. Or we have to be choshesh. Now, we said that on day number 81, she has to bring a carbon. She has to bring a carbon now for the miscarried baby as well. Can she bring one carbon to pater both? The answer is yes. Yes, because why? It's in the same 80 days. So everyone agrees you can. No problem. What if, here it's going to get complicated. What if she has a baby girl, Mazel Tov, during the 66 days, she has a miscarriage? Is the miscarriage within the time of the first birth? Yes. Now, when she has a miscarriage, it's as if it's a birth, it's like a birth. She has to count, and it's a girl. So she has to count another 80 days. Then during the second 80 days, she has another miscarriage. And it's another girl. Now, how many carbons does she have to bring? That's the Machlokas Tanayim. Does she have to bring two or one? Right? Why? Because the third 80 days, the second set of 80 days, is not connected to the first. It's only connected to the second. So do we say that since it's not connected to the first, you have to bring a second carbon? Or no, you've never brought a carbon yet. You've never had a chance to be out of the 80 days ever. So you know what? One carbon's enough. We're going to, the brisa that we're going to mention right now assumes one carbon's enough. You can just go on for the rest of her life. As long as she's never had a moment of tahira, where she was able to bring a carbon, it's still within the time frame. Once a day of tahira comes along, then it's too late. It's not within the 80 days, and she has a miscarriage on day number 82. She has to bring a separate carbon for that. Okay? That's the background. So far, so good? We'll finish. So, all this is to prove that Abaye retracted and said, Harav Shemesh doesn't stop anything. Harav Shemesh is not a strong enough reason to break a Suffolk Tumah. Right? Because that could happen by itself anyway. Right? So here we go. The Tanya. Yom Meloth. What happens if it was the last day, the 80th day, or the 81st day? Then she has a miscarriage. So the halacha is, Tavi, she has to bring a separate carbon. Why? It's a new day. So it's out of the 80 days now. But, Toch Melos, if it's within the Melos, within the 80 days, Lo Tavi, she doesn't have to bring a new carbon. She can use the old carbon. She doesn't bring one carbon. Everyone agrees to that. Yachal, I would think, Lo Tavi Aleda, Shalifnei Melos. I don't have to bring a carbon if it happens for a birth, meaning a miscarriage, that happens before the 80 days are over. But I have to bring a carbon that happened after the first 80, but within the second 80, meaning, like I said, which had two miscarriages. I would think you have to bring a second carbon. We'll take out the next two words. Talmud Lomar, the Torah therefore says, Ubimalos, you may tahira. It's a special limud, according to this Tana, that you only have to bring one carbon. Biyom melos tavi, only during the melos, you have to bring, only if it's biyom melos, on the last day, then you're already after the days, you're already after the days, and we're very sorry. Toch melos, but if it's within the 80 days, and even if it's in the second 80 days, and if it's within the third 80 days, as long as you never had a chance to be tar, lo tavi, you don't have to bring a separate carbon. Why? Because you're within this gigantic time span of complete tumah. Amar of Kahana. Wait a minute. What about the last day? Oh, I'm sorry. Amar of Kahana. Rav Kahana said, what's the reason for this? Shiny hacha. You know what the reason is? The mechusra carbon. You've never brought a carbon yet. That's how we're going to allow the second 80, the third 80, and the fourth 80, and the fifth 80. It's all going to be subsumed in the first 80. Because she's never had a chance to bring carbon yet. She was never tar. She never had a chance. Hasam nami. Hachach mechusar carbon. Hasam nami mechasra harav shemesh. But isn't she also lacking harav shemesh? In other words, we've been saying all along that if it's biyom melos, on the last day we said she has to bring a new carbon. Why? It's a new world. She's beyond the time of the 80 days. What do you mean she's beyond the time? What about Harav Shemesh? She's going to wait for nightfall. So she had a miscarriage on day 80, day 81, whatever it is. We're saying now that day 80, day 81 is a brand new thing. Right? It's a brand new thing. What do you mean it's a brand new thing? What about Harav Shemesh? It's still the last day. How can it be a brand new thing? It should be included within the 80 days. And whatever you hold, whether you hold 1 and 3 or 1, 2 and 3, whatever you hold for the 80 days, should be good enough. What's the answer? Because Harav Shemesh doesn't make a difference. Because it's going to come anyway. That's the answer. Shiny Hacha, Harav Shemesh, I'm going to buy a Shimshim Mamela Arv. It's coming anyway. Since it's coming anyway, that won't prevent Tumah. That won't be considered a within the old world. It's the new world. And if it happens on that day, you're going to have to bring a carbon. It's a kula. Wait, so before we stop, I just got to read one Rambam. So, like I said, Bisman Azeh, we don't practice Dam Tahora because we don't know what that is. So, during the 66 days or the 33 days, we are nohag to treat our wives. It's a regular woman. If she's clean, it's okay, and if she's not clean, it's not okay. Right? Isn't that what we practice? Woman has a baby. She recovers. right? And when all the dam ends and all the postpartum, all it's all over, even if it's within 80 days, it's okay, right? That's how we practice. It's, even if it's within, you have a girl, mazel tov. So 75 days later, she's all clean, it's all good, she's back to health, back to normal. She can go to the mikvah. Says the Rambam, V'chein zeh, shenim, shetimtza b'miksas mekomos, I found certain places, this is in Hilchas Yisuri B, a perek yidah, halacha tezvav, v'timtza tshuvas l'miksas haga'onim, shi'oledes zachar, lo tashmish mitaso ad sofar bo'im. They would not have relations for 40 days. V'yoledes nekeva achar shmonim. They would not have relations for 80 days. V'afal pi shelo roz dam el besok shiva, even though they only had dam for 7 days, that's the halacha. Ein zeh minog elatoti. Ba'osan truvos. It's a mistake. V'derech minas ba'osan mekomos. V'ein hatzadukim lamdu davar zeh. What are they doing? Right? What are they doing? Says the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch says, the Rambam, we're running out of time. The Rambam says, this is the Rambam, in Hilchas Nida, Simen Kuf Tzadik Dalet Tif Aleph. L'achar zayin l'zachar v'yidal l'nekeva muteres b'ayla miyad. Right? The Rambam is 100% right. We don't have these rules. Waiting for, what are you waiting for? Because Tzedukim said, muteres liyad. Me'achar shesafra zayin nekiyim v'lo chaz v'verasa. You have no more dam. Because of the day. Mihu, however, yesh mekomos shenogin she'ein tovlin b'soch mem l'zachar u'shwonim l'nekeva. They do not go. They wait. She'hevi hatanya ba'aguda, fine. Don't make it mutter if the noreg l'chumra. Aval b'makom she'ein minog, ein lahachmir klal. Right? If it's not a minute, don't start a minute like that. Rak, but, miyad shel orosa, dam lachar zayin, zachar, v'yudal l'nekeva, for suffer zayin nekiyim, muteres l'bayla. So all the post, Taz says, what's the Rambam talking about? The Rambam said it's minus. So some say he meant only it's for health reasons, or I'm always just trying to be healthy, you know, wait a little bit, make sure she recovers. There's an idea that it takes women longer to recover when they have a girl, when they have a boy. There's a Ramban in Parshas Tazria, that's why there's a longer waiting. So I thought that was a fascinating topic, and how the Rambam said such strong language, and the Rambam goes ahead and paskins like that. So the Taz tries to undo it. I saw I have it here from the Shevet Alevi, where Wazir says, we're not knowing like this. It is a Ramah, and if you have such a chumrah, maybe it's because, basically they try to say maybe it's because of health reasons, and that's why the Ramah was saying to be a little bit careful. If that was the minhag, for health reasons, let the woman have a chance to fully recover. Alright, thought that was great. Sunday morning, we have the Siyum HaMasechus Nazir. Everyone have a good Shabbos.